Hello, everyone, and welcome to a Time Pod.
Hi, my name is Marco.
And I'm Catherine. And Marco, we've got an interesting lesson for everyone today.
A newbie lesson about la discoteca.
It's also about not understanding something, all right? So this is actually more useful than just in the discoteca, but...
So it's a lesson in the discoteca.
All right, about not understanding.
Great.
All right, so we do have a key phrase, though, for you to listen out for. That is...
Non capisco!
Non capisco.
Non capisco.
I don't understand. Non capisco. All right, so remember that one when we're listening to this dialogue. We are going to hear it three times, and when we get back, we'll talk all about it.
Dialogue. First time.
Pronto? Pronto? Come? Non capisco. Cosa? Non ti sento. Vabbè, ciao.
Dialogue, second time.
Pronto? Pronto? Come? Non capisco. Cosa? Non ti sento. Vabbè, ciao. Let's go!
Dialogue, third time.
Pronto? Pronto? Come? Non capisco. Cosa? Non ti sento. Vabbè, ciao. Let's go!
So now we've heard that three times, and I think we should talk a little bit more about it. Where are we?
We are in the discoteca.
Very clearly, we are in the discoteca. And that's not to be confused with other 1970s American discotecas. This is a club, you know, a dance club.
We can also say club now in Italian. We use the English word sometimes. Here, it's actually not a dialogue, right?
It's a dialogue, but we can only hear one half of the dialogue. So we've got one guy saying four different lines, responding to someone on the phone whom we can't hear because it's too loud.
And it's great for us because we have... Well, most of the possible ways to say, I don't understand, I can't hear, what, why?
Great. So let's find out what those things are, going through this line by line and translating it into English.
Pronto?
Ready?
Pronto?
Hello?
Pronto? Come? Non capisco.
How? I don't understand.
Come? Non capisco.
How? I don't understand.
Come? Non capisco. Cosa? Non ti sento.
What? I can't hear you.
Cosa? Non ti sento.
What? I can't hear you.
Cosa? Non ti sento. Vabbè, ciao.
Whatever. Bye.
Vabbè, ciao.
Whatever, bye.
Vabbè, ciao.
Vabbè. Whatever.
Vabbè, non ti sento, non ti sento.
Not the best place to make a phone call, in my opinion. Actually, he received the phone call. How do we know this? The first line. Pronto?
Pronto.
Pronto. So literally, this means I'm ready, all right? And that's actually the Italian way of answering the phone.
Yeah.
Pronto?
We're among the few countries who resist the hello imperialist.
All right, English imperialism hasn't quite made it to Italy yet, but it will one day, don't worry.
Yeah, slowly, it's coming.
All right, so pronto means I'm ready. So ready, speak, pronto. And so what's the next thing we hear? He's like, it's so loud.
Come? Non capisco.
All right, and this is a catch-all phrase, non capisco. So if you see something and you're like, what is going on? Non capisco. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Yeah, non capisco.
But also if you're traveling to Italy and someone is saying something to you and you're having a hard time understanding them, this is a great phrase to use.
Non capisco. Look, I non capisco.
All right, and you don't actually have to say the word I, like I don't understand, because in Italian that's wrapped up into the verb. So non capisco is literally like not I understand. So, non capisco. Simple, just two-word phrase. And then we've got him saying, well, you know, I still don't understand. What? I can't even hear you.
Cosa? Non ti sento.
All right, here he's like, I can't hear you. Ti, you. So, non, again, not. You, I hear.
Non ti sento.
All right, capisco, I understand. Sento, I hear. So, non ti sento, I don't hear you. All right? I can't hear you.
So, yeah, basically, this is slightly different. Well, it is different from capire, from non capisco, because even if I can speak your language, I cannot hear. I'm in a discotheque. So these are different usage, but it's still useful for, you know, communication problems.
All right, so sometimes Marco likes to just jump right into the show and his mic is turned off and I can't hear him and I say, non ti sento. I understand what he's saying when he talks to me, but if the mic is turned off, non ti sento, Marco. All right, and so he's like, he's just given up in the end. He's had so much frustration trying to understand what's going on in this phone call, and he's in the discoteca, and finally he just says,
vabbè, ciao.
So it's like, whatever.
Well, ciao.
What can I do? Vabbè,
yeah,
ciao.
It's like, yeah, whatever.
All right, so remember, vabbè.
Vabbè.
Yeah. Vabbè. What can you do about it? Vabbè.
Vabbè.
Okay, so let's listen to this dialogue three more times now that we've gone through it. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this cultural thing of discotecas.
Dialogue. First time.
Pronto? Pronto? Come? Non capisco. Cosa? Non ti sento. Vabbè, ciao. Let's go.
Dialogue. Second time.
Pronto? Pronto? Come? Non capisco. Cosa? Non ti sento. Vabbè, ciao. Let's go.
Dialogue. Third time.
Pronto? Pronto? Come? Non capisco. Cosa? Non ti sento. Vabbè, ciao. Let's go.
Okay, and we are back, so now we've heard that dialogue another three times, and I think it's worth mentioning that discoteca is not the disco of the 1970s. It has nothing to do with that. It's actually just a word that means club, dance club, right?
Yeah, in Italian you use the same word basically for discoteca or club. Now it's pretty much the same, I think. For us, it's not like a distinction from the 70s or anything.
And is it totally impossible to answer a phone in discoteca? Are they usually this loud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, at least he could have gone out or to the toilet or something. But yeah, come on, the discoteca is loud.
And so I have to say, I was in Italy and I was very surprised at the discoteca scene. Discoteca because people, you know, Friday night they go out and they buy their new clothes. Mm. And they've got new clothes for that specific weekend event. Going to the discoteca, and then they all go together, and it's really just a show.
Yeah, discoteca for some people is really like a fashion show.
Yeah, so it's a good way to show off, you know, that you've been going to the gym, that you've got great clothes, that you've got great style.
Yeah, you stay there, you show your clothes and your muscles, and you're like, yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's good evening.
And there's often a line, you know, it's
looking
kind of
good.
Line coming out the door, whatever, and people can go in if they're connected. And much like, you know, the club scene in big cities in America, most Italian clubs have lists and people that are, you know, connected to the club who can go in, and it is fun, you know, going dancing in Italy, and I think it's something that you can do pretty much everywhere, yeah?
Yeah. In Venice is really, because I lived in Venice in my university year, so maybe it was more fun, but there was some pretty trash discos in Venice. It's not famous for the discos, Venice, I think. I still remember Casanova Disco. Avoid that disco.
Casanova Disco.
Casanova Disco.
Well, I think the most famous would probably be in Milan and Rome.
Milan
and Palermo has some good ones,
really?
Too.
Mm. Milan has pretty cool discos, actually. Mm. I've been to a few.
All right, so we'll leave you with that. Check out the discos if you're ever in Milan. And if you have any good suggestions for discos, please put them on our site, italianpod.com. We are curious to know if you have any questions or comments about today's lesson. And we'll see you on the website.
Ciao, ragazzi.
Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.